Hey, it's Errol. I am a poet, one that just happens to write in a forest. In 2015, I stepped into a very special collection of trees at the Billy Graham Library right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. While there, I did nothing but write, but they were never my words. They were the lyrics from Billy's forest. Nearly 2 years later, God spoke directly into my heart. He said, dude, it's time to go. It's time to reach beyond this library and write inside other collections of trees, mainly your own forest right there in South Charlotte, North Carolina. You see, in every place that I have written, the spirit of Billy's lyrics vibrate the purpose and the plan that God has put into play. I never know what I'm going to write about when I enter any forest, which gives us plenty of time to talk about it in the end. Remember, these aren't my words. These are the lyrics from Billy's forest. Chapter number 263, June 5th, 2021. A newborn fawn has greeted me in the forest, its eyes blessed with the most astounding emotion. Wide open and blessed with the beauty of all things that shall become. Quickly, I looked around the forest to try to figure out where its mother was. To my right, maybe 25 feet away, there she was, waving her tall white tail as if to ask, "Do you like my baby?" In November of 1992, I stepped into this very forest for the very first time, not realizing the power that it would have on my heart growing forward. This gift today empowered the strength of my spiritual beliefs, God in forward motion. That's what I put on social media. To be this close to the mama and her baby embraces the loving relationship that can be lived by way of being part of the universe. My daily writing did not begin until 2 years after I arrived in this forest. And since then, it's all documented. From replenishing the forest to getting married in the forest, holding my fuzzy children while the air escaped their final presence. This forest in South Charlotte, North Carolina is where I go to meet in the present and is still something I cannot explain 27 years deep into the calling. And this morning, I thank the fawn. You have a place like that? A place that you go to grow. You know, in the Bible, Jesus always went to the gardens. Maybe this is my garden. But it even grows deeper than that in the way of what happens if the spiritual beliefs of the 14 and 1500s are actually physically present in this place now. And the reason why I bring that up is because not even 3 miles from where I presently sit, there are these huge boulders where the Native Americans lived underneath them. And lived within them, just 3 miles away. And yet in this forest, which is connected to a lake and a slow-moving stream, there's a spiritual vibration that I feel every day I open my eyes. And I ask, do you have a place like this? Where is your spiritual connection? Or maybe you don't have one. What about where is that place where you just feel, wow? Is it in the mountains? Is it next to the ocean? Where is your wow? And when was the last time that you spent some time inside your wow? Looking for peace does not have to be that far away. Understanding the peace is the journey. Trying to get there without having to overexercise is part of the journey. The traveling can be far. It could be across a desert. It could be through mountains. I understand that. But to get to your wow, how can we find that place for you sooner more than later? This forest happens to be my wow. It is that one area where I know that I am protected by a universe that is always so giving. And so, in a very interesting way, I challenge you to search your heart. Where is your wow? Because when you go there, maybe you too will find a baby fawn and her mother. Do you like my baby? I'm Errol. These are not my words. These are the lyrics from Billy's Forest.